Hello and welcome to Maximum Evanescence, the first talking book about the band. It was written and researched by Ben Graham. Music is by Amanda Thompson and it's read by Nancy McLean. You can check out our full catalogue on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk.
Well, the band itself is Amy and I. We write everything, and we have a live band that includes another guitar player and a drummer, and we also have, you know, a road crew that handles our electronics and technical matters on the road.
The sense of expectation is mounting. The audience stare at the darkened stage, waiting for the band to appear. One by one, hesitantly at first, they begin to chant a name. As more join in, the crowd becomes increasingly confident, and the chant rises to a roar as feet stamp against the floor and the auditorium vibrates to the rhythm of the two-syllable word they're repeating, over and over again. It is a name, but not the name of the band. It is a female name, a Christian name, the name of the lead singer. Amy, Amy. It echoes even backstage, translated to a dull and distant cacophony as the band prepare finally to reveal themselves to the baying hordes. They exchange glances, not of surprise, or confusion, or even of annoyance, but simply of world-weary resignation. They have heard this chant before. In other cities, in other towns, in other theatres and arenas, on the seemingly never-ending world tour they've been engaged in ever since they became famous. Whatever that means, they wonder, as they take in the army of technicians, road crew, extra musicians, press and record company people that surrounds them now, at all times. It's certainly a long way from Little Rock, Arkansas, they may reflect, as the lights dim and the chanting out front suddenly explodes into a celebratory cheer. Back then, they were officially unknown, but at least those people who did know them acknowledged them as a band. Sure, sometimes they were that band with a chick singer, but usually it was only disinterested parties and the terminally unhip who called them that. To everyone else, they were simply Evanescence. Who were Evanescence now? They were the band with that song, from the hit movie soundtrack, the song that got them compared to Linkin Park because of the rap rock vocal, added as an afterthought in a spare half hour by a guest singer who'd never even performed live with the group. They were the saviours of new metal, whatever that was, a genre they'd never asked to be associated with in the first place. Depending on who you asked, they were either sinister Christian evangelists or servants of the Antichrist, doom-obsessed serious artists, or manufactured pop pap. They were suddenly one of the biggest bands in the world, yet everyone expected them to have vanished into the ether by tomorrow, as their name suggested. And, still more than ever, they were that band with the chick singer, Amy Lee, lead vocalist and co-founder, and unwitting sex symbol to millions. Unbelievably, for a group thought of as being an overnight sensation, Amy had founded Evanescence with Ben Moody almost a decade earlier. True, they were both barely into their teens at the time, and the number of shows that they'd played prior to their current tour could probably be counted on the fingers of one hand. Success had happened slowly and then suddenly, and no one could say that they hadn't had plenty of time to prepare for it. They knew who they were as a band and as people. They were grounded and had a strong sense of their own identity. It was the rest of the world that was going to have to catch up. The lights flash back on. The band are on stage. The cheering becomes ecstatic, almost hysterical, and the guitarists grin over at each other as they slam into a pulverizing heavy metal riff, the drums pounding away behind them as, up front, Amy Lee dances herself into the spaces between the music. When she begins to sing, it's in the voice of an angel soaring over the flames of hell, a voice that mingles innocence with loss, optimism with deep regret, strength with surrender, salvation with damnation. It's a voice that, ultimately, is what sets Evanescence apart from their peers, and deep down, the band know it. They know that Amy is bound to be the center of attention, not just for her gender or her appearance, but for her talent. That, after all, is why Ben has been working with her for so long, and one of the reasons why the others are just grateful to be aboard. So they play. They play the songs they wrote a year ago and the songs they wrote 5 years ago, the songs they have dedicated their young lives to. And an hour or so later, they leave the audience thrilled, sated, and a little better acquainted with what Evanescence are all about. They know now that there's more to them than just a pretty face, a soaring vocal, and another kick-ass radio anthem. That there's a band of substance and of subtlety, of raging extremes, of passion and commitment. The name of the band is Evanescence. And this time, it's one that they're unlikely to forget.